Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. As promised, a follow-up report on the Farmer's Almanac beyond its winter weather forecast. Editor Pete Geiger says that only 8% of their content deals with weather. 92% is all over the map, like ingredients for natural remedies.
The article says that women apply 168 unique ingredients to their skin, men apply 85, and children 61 different ingredients. However, if you use raw honey, sea salt, activated charcoal, apple cider vinegar, and bentonite clay, all of those things is a really good article that talks about how each of those helps you do all the other things that we buy and put on our skin, whether it's gargling with sea salt or whether apple vinegar is a cough suppressant and it also keeps your skin from being dry. Just those five things actually will take care of just about everything else that you need during the course of a day or even a year.
Check other articles like elderberry, is it a magic immunity elixir? Catnip, it's not just for cats. And pick the best day for the activity you have in mind.
We have an article about best days for just about everything, and there's a calendar in the almanac that talks about what all the best days are. So whether you are going to get married or buy a house or go fishing, there's a best day for just about everything. And so we have a calendar, we have an article about it.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
We're back with Farmer's Almanac editor Pete Geiger on publication information beyond the weather, like fall foliage and cool weather gardening.
We also have an article about natural bug repellents using lavender or rosemary or cedar, also how to keep your outdoor equipment running, and just so much stuff in here that makes the almanac, I think, very, very valuable.
There's news you can use and other stuff, too. Actually, a lot of fun reading for the coming months.
The almanac is in stores now and should be for all fall. It's got the orange and green cover. We have a website, farmersalmanac.com. People can sign up for a free newsletter. And I think our Facebook fans are growing by about 60,000 a month. So by all means, it's great sharing. And it's just a wonderful brand that people know and have heard of.
Since 1818, with, as it says on the cover, tons of useful advice you can't live without. The Farmer's Almanac. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.